WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is all of it. There are plenty stay-at-home culture options out there for little kids, teens, and adults. But what about those tweens, those 9 to 12-year-olds? Some are calling them quarantweens, and anecdotally, they are a tough crowd right now. WNYC culture editor Jay Vanaska joins us every week for a segment we call The Stay-In, and Jay has some ideas. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Allison.
So I first heard this term from Amy Poehler. She was talking to Seth Meyers, and they have kids about the same age in this age group, and just how tough it is to find stuff for that, because they're not little kids, but they're not quite old enough to let them just loose on their own. So let's start out with, you found some great things for us, some picks that are right for this weekend. There's a fundraiser that might make the Disney fan in your house happy. Tell us about what we can watch tonight.
Yes. So a lot of us might have seen that sing-along that Disney had last night. Tonight, it's something different. It's really a Disney on Broadway extravaganza. It's called the Disney on Broadway Benefit Concert for Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. It is a fundraiser. You might have heard that there was a bit of a kerfuffle over it this week. It was originally scheduled, then canceled. The musicians union didn't want to pay extra fees when they gave a streaming right. They didn't want to give the streaming rights without getting extra fees. But finally they said, hey, it's for a good cause. Okay, we'll do it. And lucky for all of us, it was taped last November, and it has really all the favorite things, 79 performers from 25 years of Broadway musicals. And it includes musicals that were on Broadway, I was about to say now, but until COVID, Lion King, Frozen, and Aladdin, but also Beauty and the Beast, Mary Poppins, Hercules, Tarzan, Little Mermaid. And the thing that everybody is most excited about, a reunion of 18 original Newsies. It really sounds spectacular. And people can stream it tonight, 7 p.m. At BroadwayCares.org.
Okay, so what if you have a tween who loves pop music, who's not that much into the show tunes, but loves popular music?
Okay, so if you're old enough, people might remember those concerts like We Are the World back in the day. And there's, here we are with a global crisis. We're going to have, in fact, a global concert. It's called One World Together at Home. It's curated by Lady Gaga. And it's a benefit also for the World Health Organization to celebrate health workers. It's co-hosted by Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert. And this is another thing that has almost literally everyone. Every time I checked the website, they were adding new famous people. So last I checked, there was Taylor Swift, Jennifer Lopez, Awkwafina, Amy Poehler, Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah Winfrey, Kerry Washington. Really, if there's somebody whose name that you know, they are probably on this show. And the show itself starts at 8 p.m. Saturday, but there's a digital show that starts at 2 p.m. Saturday, I think, because there's so many people who are now involved. So if you want to see basically a stream of famous people from their houses, this is really the thing to do. And you can see it Saturday night. You can see it either on ABC, NBC, CBS, if you still have terrestrial television. It'll also stream on Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Instagram. And again, 8 o'clock for the kind of more curated show, 2 o'clock for basically everything.
And I'm going to guess the person that the kids care the most about, Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish is going to be in the show.
Yeah, I included Billie Eilish, of course, yes.
All right, so say my tween is a bookworm. What are the options aside from saying, hey, go read your recommended reading again?
So audiobooks, I think, are really, really great for this age, especially if they're just really starting to like really, really get their reading legs on. We shouldn't ever forget, of course, New York Public Library, Brooklyn Public Library, Queens Public Library, they all have a significant collection of audiobooks. But right now, Audible, which is owned by Amazon, is also has a selection of free Audible books for kids of all ages, and they divide it up by age group, so it's easy to find kind of the tween contingent. And they include everything like from Harry Potter to Audible originals like Viva Durant, to things like Neil deGrasse Tyson's Astrophysics for Young People in a Hurry. And there's also just a lot of classics, a White Fang, Sherlock Holmes, Robinson Crusoe, but really a selection of everything. Mystery, science fiction, true life stories, novels, fantasy, fairy tales. So if you're looking for something, you know, if you're doing like the family jigsaw puzzle thing, then listening to these audiobooks is a great thing to add to that.
My guest is Jennifer Vanasco, WNYC's culture editor. We're talking about things to do with your quarantween, that age between 9 and 12. So I just want to preface this by saying teachers are doing amazing, amazing work. Remote learning is just really hard. And I know a lot of parents are noticing that the school day is not quite as full as it could be or as it was. What are some sort of sneakily fun suggestions to supplement learning at this time?
So I think a lot of us, you know, just a lot of people who live in New York City are museum families, right? We're like used to taking our kids out to the cultural organizations, the zoo or the American Museum of Natural History. And a lot of that stuff is now available online. We've talked before, I know you and me, about the Museum of Natural History's very expansive ology website. They have great activities for this age group. But I also found a couple of things that people might not be so familiar with. The first is the Parrish Art Museum. That's an art museum that's out on the east end of Long Island. It focuses a lot on artists from that area. And you can, of course, just look at their collection. They have a great kind of tour of their collection. But they also have this really great, fun, interactive art activities for families that are really, really geared toward this age group. So there are things like plastic bottle fish and collages with recycled paper. It's really super lovely. And there's also BEAM Anywhere. So the BEAM Center is a Brooklyn-based project that brings together students, engineers, artists, educators, and usually they create these big hands-on projects. But right now, they've designed a series of projects, again, for different age groups. So there's ones tailored for tweens that kids can really do at home with materials you have available. And I must say, the materials you have available thing is so key, because we were getting from school a bunch of activities that were things like included rubbing alcohol. And of course, that's not really available right now, but a lot of thought really went into these. So you can make like fun masks out of an egg carton, or make your own journal. Or the thing that I really like is they help you figure out how your tween can make a time capsule that collects objects and just their thoughts of what this time for them is like. I think that's super lovely. And finally, I wanted to recommend in this section, just something just completely for fun. If you like me, if your kid ever really wanted to learn to juggle, what better time than having kind of all this free time at home? And the Big Apple Circus, which is, of course, our New York's kind of resident circus, it usually lives in Lincoln Center in the winter months, they have a really great instructional video on how to juggle. I am a bit of a klutz, but I did great in this video, or as great as you could expect from me. But if you just Google Big Apple Circus juggling from home, it'll come up. It's short. It's fantastic.
All right. We only have time for one more, so I'm going to make the pick because I think this is so cool. Tweens can take a virtual walk with park rangers.
Oh, this is the best thing. So the entire New York City Parks at Home website is so great. There's fitness videos. There's wildlife videos. But every week on Wednesdays, their actual park rangers lead you on a virtual tour through one of the city's parks. And sometimes you can see them, and you see them with their masks. Sometimes a ranger is behind the camera. But, like, I just watched one on Riverside Park, and it was so lovely. Like, she literally, like, went to, like, every tree and was like, this is a crabapple blossom. This is how you can tell. This is a cherry blossom. But they also go to other places and, like, look for, like, animal scat, or, like, take you on different park tours. And you can either see those live, or you can go back and see all the tours that they've done so far. There's also, they have a great link to the Queens County Farm. And every day at 4, you can meet the animals at that time, or also see what's going on in their gardens. And they have links to the city's zoos and aquariums. So your tween can take a look. They can see the feeding times for the seals or for the sharks, depending on what kind of kid they are. They can also take a look just at the fish in the aquarium, other animals. I find that to be super restful, and maybe your tween does too.
Jennifer Vanasco, WNYC's culture editor. We had so many good things. Maybe we'll get some more next week. Jay, thank you so much as always.
Thanks, Allison.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.